This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live here for about another week at Rogers Campground. Fork Fest is getting ready to begin. It's shaping up tomorrow. And just why the people not pulling their tents down? I think they have until 2 or 3 o'clock to check out from their camping sites. But some people aren't even, like, they're clearly not doing it today because they haven't even started. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. Of course, you can find out more about the upcoming festival at forkfest.party. That is forkfest.party. We're talking here about privacy and the many ways in which government overreach is creating this situation where messaging data can show if an individual talked to friends about getting an abortion and things like that. Payment data can show if someone paid for a procedure. Location data. That's not one that libertarians have an easy access answer to, short of, you know, rooting your device and installing some sort of GPS spoofing thing or using a Faraday bag. That's one of these bags that you throw your phone in and it completely severs all communications to the outside world.
A couple of things should happen that don't. One, hardware manufacturers should build privacy into their devices. So when you buy your iPhone or Android device, you have ultimately all of the control as to whether or not you want location services to be broadcast or not, depending on what it is you are or aren't doing. There are manual ways to get around that. Faraday bags, for example. You can put your phone in a Faraday bag, turn it off, and generally speaking, you're good to go. That doesn't mean your history is unavailable. The other thing outside of the devices is that governments, no matter what flavor or variety of government, should have no ability to access any of that whatsoever.
Certainly. But, I mean, these private, I don't expect Samsung or Google or any of these others to take my privacy seriously. I feel like that's my
responsibility. It's too valuable to them.
Yeah. Well, no, whether or not it's valuable to them is irrelevant. It's my responsibility to take privacy seriously. It's not your responsibility to not look into the wide open curtains in my house. It's my responsibility to pull the blinds before I get naked, right?
This is why I'm creating the Edge phone.
Is this going to be similar to the McAfee phone that he envisioned a number of years ago?
I don't know anything about the McAfee phone.
Is it going to be like the senior citizen's phone where it's like twice the size, really big buttons?
That would be useful for me.
Like literally all it does is make calls?
No, this one is going to allow you to spoof your location. I think it's very important.
Well, spoofing your location is possible now. Right, I used to do it with
not claiming it's not, but is it possible for the bottom 50% of phone users? And that's really what I'm trying to solve, is just buy this phone, this one will solve your problem.
And see, this is an interesting question. To me, not knowing how to do something relatively simple, like rooting your phone, or even having someone else root your phone, and then installing a GPS spoofing app, that's the equivalent of driving a vehicle without knowing how to check oil or knowing how to change a tire. Right? It's reckless. This is a critical piece of your life. We all need these little cell phones here in order to survive. To be completely and totally ignorant of how to make significant changes to this thing is insane.
It is insane. However, it still happens way more frequently, I think, than you're giving it credit for.
It's irresponsible. Let's say that.
No, I know the frequency at which it happens. I mean, I did IT for 10 years, so I'm well aware of how ignorant the average person is when it comes to
privacy. And you brought
up
the driving analogy, too, and I'm like, that's like most drivers don't know how to change a tire or check an oil.
I know, and when they have a flat tire, I can't, and they're sitting there on the side of the road for hours going, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I can't feel bad for them. Right? You should learn the basics of these things long before you lose technology. Just like you should learn about Bitcoin before you get it. You should learn how to change a tire before you drive a car.
In the case of drivers, though, like the market has stepped in and provided things like roadside assistance. You know, organizations like AAA, you know, sort of were the pioneers of that kind of thing. But now it's like wrapped up into your insurance if you have car insurance, that type of thing. We're a little different here in New Hampshire where vehicle insurance isn't required by law, which is great, by the way. But in other states, it is required by law. But the market has stepped in for those who maybe they can't. Maybe they're disabled, elderly, whatever. You know, there is an option. Or if you just don't want to learn, you can certainly pay for this service. Whereas in the case of privacy, the market has not stepped in. Nobody, with the exception of a few folks that we happen to know in the freedom community.
That's what I was about to mention. That's the sad thing. The market hasn't stepped in because there's no market for it. The average person just doesn't care. Because when it comes to privacy in this way, you have to sacrifice ease of use and convenience for enhanced privacy, and most people just aren't willing to make that sacrifice.
What's the statistical likelihood of your phone being bricked, as they say, destroyed, ruined, from rooting?
I've rooted a number of devices in my day. I bricked one of them.
Okay.
And that was a Verizon phone that I was trying to use Towel Root with, and it was a questionable decision I had made from the beginning.
Okay.
And I made the person aware that there was a very high chance that it wasn't going to work, and in fact, it didn't.
Yeah.
Or maybe it wasn't Verizon. It was, I don't remember the exact carrier, but it wasn't a good method, and it was one I had never used before. Because normally you just connect it to your computer, you run the Odin software, you find the firmware that you want, the flash that you want, and you just power up the phone in a certain way. It's usually like hold up and the home button and the power button or something like that. And that puts it into, quote, recovery mode.
Right.
And then you just click a button on your computer, you wait a little while, and then it's done. It's usually a very simple process. The only hang-ups are that, you know, you have to look for the right version of the firmware that you want to install. You can't just install... There's no generic Windows 10, so to speak, that you're installing onto every phone. You have to find the one that's specific to your exact device.
Right. Right. Now, all of the words that you just said about that process have gone over anybody who has never done anything like that before's head.
Yeah. I know. And that's regrettable.
Also, I think that's more than changing the tire and changing the oil and putting gasoline in a car. I think this is much more like, you know, fixing the timing belt kind of thing.
I think changing the oil is probably easier than rooting a phone, honestly.
Do you change your own oil?
No, I pay someone to do it.
Changing oil is relatively easy, especially if you have the syringe to just suck it out of there. But
right, but even the capable pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah. Well, my time is valuable.
I agree.
But if you use a syringe, that doesn't replace the oil filter, right? I mean, that it's easier to just get under there and twist off the oil filter, right?
Well, you've got to drive it up on something. You have to have the blocks to drive it up on.
And, well, I mean, or put it up on some jacks or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something that I pay people to do. And if I had a phone that I wasn't comfortable with, like my phone here isn't rooted. Kind of don't have a choice on that one. I mean, I'm under federal restrictions here, and it's also not worth it to me.
Right, so you've got more spyware on your device than the average person does.
Right. Court-mandated spyware.
Yeah.
No, I have no court-mandated spyware. Anything that they're listening on my phone, they got through a secret warrant or something like that.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So I'm lucky in that capacity, but it does me no good to have a rooted device because I can't take advantage of any of the privacy benefits or anything like that. I can't even use Signal, right? I'm using plain SMS to communicate with people, so what the hell good is having a rooted private device going to do to me when all of my communications are non-encrypted?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you're right. It may be... Rooting your phone may be more like, you know, replacing a timing belt than it is something like that, but I don't know that the average person shouldn't be able... There's a major self-sufficiency problem here in the United States. I kind of think...
You think
the
people in other countries can root their phones?
No, I was going to mention more just generally. I think the average person should be able to replace their timing belts in their vehicle. They should be able to replace their spark plugs and things like that instead of taking the lazy approach like I do and outsourcing those to other people. I do know how to replace my... I've replaced the timing belt. I did it on my Camaro.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I've watched a YouTube video on it. There's no way I'm doing it.
No, it's
just not going to happen.
I feel more comfortable knowing that an expert has done it. So I know it's done right at that point, and that's what I find valuable. That's what I find to be worth paying for. But the average person out there, you know, who's living paycheck to paycheck, or actually like 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, it may be worth it to learn how to change your own spark plugs, right? That's a relatively easy one. How to replace your alternator, your water pump. These are usually very simple components that a person can replace. And it may not bring you any financial benefit to learn how to root your own devices, but it's still a good idea, and as we're going to be talking about, it could help protect you from the government when you start doing things that the government doesn't like. The government of one state doesn't like, and there's more to talk about that particular subject as well, because it's insane that, like, New Hampshire would prosecute me for going down to Massachusetts and smoking a joint. And that's essentially what they're arguing here in regard to abortion.
Oh, I still think that the point of asking government to give you privacy is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, because their preference is for you to have none.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from the Pork Fat Fifth Freedom Festival here. Well, I keep saying that. It's Voice of Habit. I've been saying that every day for the last
Wait, is it Sunday?
It is Sunday.
So then the next time you do the top of a segment, just go, and we're back. because that's what we do on Sundays.
I usually don't.
I know.
But anyway.
I just wanted to get one in.
Gotcha. Do you want liberty in your lifetime? Later this year, Mark is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's in the beautiful city of Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. And it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference this year is Parallel Structures for Progress. It will explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a special 20% discount on tickets, which can be claimed when checking out on Eventbrite with the promo code FTL20. So go to lifetimeliberty.com, get your tickets now, use code FTL20 for a 20% discount. With you today is Arya, Mark, and the Captain, and we are talking about the importance of privacy and all of these other things in a world where prosecutors, a lot of prosecutors are actually saying that, you know, we're not going to prosecute people for getting abortions or whatever, but states, especially the conservative ones that want to outlaw abortion, they do want to make it illegal somehow for you to leave one state and go to another in order to get an abortion, which is...
And that is just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It would be like saying that, oh, you know, because this state has recreational marijuana and the state that you're in doesn't, that you can't go across state lines and purchase recreational marijuana.
I think that's true, though. I don't think you can, and you certainly can't bring it
Absolutely
back.
Absolutely you can.
Well, certainly not bring it back.
No, I think you're violating... You're violating some law. I'm not saying it's justified, but I think they do have some law in the books. Because I used to live in a dry county, and you would absolutely get pulled over for going to the county line liquor store, buying some alcohol, and bringing it back. They would pull you over, and they would arrest you.
My experience has been this. I drove in a New Hampshire licensed car and a New Hampshire driver's license. I drove to Massachusetts, where they have a recreational marijuana store. They had actual policemen as sort of bouncers, if you will,
yeah,
at the entrance, checking your ID to make sure that you're over 21. I showed them my New Hampshire ID. They said, hey, welcome. And I went in, I made my purchase, and then I left.
Well, that's the people in Mass. Mass isn't going to prosecute you because it's legal there.
Right.
But if a New Hampshire cop or if a New Hampshire prosecutor had known and was able to prove that you went to Massachusetts in order to buy drugs and presumably bring them back, whether or not you brought them back, I believe they and they cared enough, I believe they would attempt to prosecute you. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's justified. I just think the legal precedent is already there for them to do exactly that. We talked about fireworks sales and stuff like that.
But I think the biggest example is, as Captain said, the alcohol consumption in another location, not necessarily bringing it back. Because I think that's it's one thing if you're... if you do something that's not legal in a zone that you're not in, it's another thing entirely if you bring something that's illegal into that zone. Arya, by the way, why would you ever move to a dry county?
I was born there.
Born there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the best excuse.
Yeah.
It seems, I mean, I just wonder, it's got to drive down property values tremendously because it seems like no one would want to live there. I don't drink, and I probably wouldn't want to live there just because, you know, I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't even sound that interesting. What if I wanted to have a party and people, you know, I wanted to buy alcohol for that party and it'd be a pain?
Well, in later years, it was a little bit more lenient where they were not as willing to pull people over for coming back with alcohol and they would turn a blind eye. It is a wet county now, I think.
Yeah.
But it's only like beer that you can buy. I don't know the exact specifics because I don't live there anymore because I got away from that nightmare. But every county is dry to some extent. Like even here in New Hampshire, you can't buy alcohol after like 11 o'clock or 11:30 from stores or whatever. It's just completely arbitrary.
Yeah.
And in Connecticut, you can't buy alcohol on Sundays. Or maybe it's after 5 o'clock on Sundays. It's all asinine and ridiculous. So none of these are really wet counties.
This other thing exists internationally between the United States and Canada. In Canada, you can drink beer at 19. Still, as far as I'm aware, at least as of, you know, like 5 years ago anyway.
Sure.
And so there are bands who want to go on tour who are between the ages of, say, 17 and 21, right? So a bunch of 20-year-olds, let's just say, for easy math. They can't go and play a regular venue in most states because it's illegal for them to be inside of a bar. You have to be 21 plus to go inside a bar. So they can't even go and do their craft you know, even for like low pay or whatever it is that they're just starting out. But what they can do is they can book themselves an entire tour in Canada because they can go up there and play all the venues and all of the shows. Now, is that immoral? No. I don't think so. I also don't believe it would be right for the United States to prosecute them for doing so.
Well, I think we all agree that it wouldn't be right, but that doesn't mean that the United States wouldn't do it and they don't have legal precedent. There's plenty of legal precedent. Like, when I was in high school, our music teacher was arrested because he was planning to fly to Thailand and marry some, you know, 14-year-old girl or something like that. So, I mean, and he hadn't even done it. Like, he was, and that's not illegal there right. in Thailand, right? He wasn't violating any of Thailand's laws, but the United States still arrested him. And there's still countless examples of them arresting people for, you know, flying to this place to engage in this activity that's illegal here, but not there. So
right.
they already do it.
And so the issue is, of course, is the privacy, right, with which you conduct these things. In my example with the bands, you could have just done that, and in the days before cell phones, nobody would have known. I mean, you would have probably told your friends, and venues would have printed posters, stuff like that. But because of the advent of cell phones and tracking technology and all these apps and GPS location and all that kind of stuff, it's very easy for an organization that you didn't give any permission to track you and your location and where you've been and what you've done. It's very easy. The amount of data, this was brought up by one of our other co-hosts to me the other day, and he said the amount of data that is being broadcast from your cell phone on a daily basis, even if you are conscious and you're aware and you try to take responsibility for that information and not broadcast them, is immense. The amount of data
Absolutely.
You're broadcasting on a daily basis is immense. And then now multiply that by basically the entire population of planet Earth.
So the data that we're sending out is immense. And these companies have become exceedingly good at using that technology. Like there's a Facebook algorithm. I don't know if it's publicly available, but it can predict with like an 80% accuracy just by reading someone's word choices on Facebook whether or not they're gay. And there's also this one like Target.
Wait, Facebook has gaydar?
Well, no, a third party has gaydar. Companies like Target have found that just analyzing consumer shopping history can help them predict when a shopper is pregnant.
No, I've seen that. In fact, I think we might have covered a story about that where the lady who got pregnant by her then husband had not told the husband, and the husband found out because he checked the mail, and in the mail was a catalog for expectant mothers.
I think I remember reading a story along those lines. There is more coming up here about the importance of privacy and taking control of your information, preventing places like Target from knowing whether or not you're pregnant. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Developing countries often lack the essential infrastructure to help navigate global shocks like a pandemic.
President Biden at the G7 summit, the president pledging $200 billion in U.S. funding for projects to help improve developing countries. Biden saying it's part of a G7 initiative to invest in sustainable projects. Protests continued Sunday over the Roe versus Wade announcement on Friday. A group of Antifa members wearing black clothing, hoods, and masks caused damage in Portland's Hollywood district Saturday night. The group breaking windows and tagging several businesses, including a pregnancy resource center. Portland police monitoring the crowd but not doing anything to stop the violence. Protesters also blocking busy freeways in Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans are continuing to call on President Biden to establish U.S. energy independence. This comes as the president is urging leaders to increase gasoline supplies while pushing for green energy solutions.
Biden is pursuing this theology of green energy, and he's doing this without any regard to the real consequences. And again, he's causing massive inflation here at home, and he's putting us in a position where we've got war happening in Europe thanks to these backward-looking policies.
Republican Senator from Tennessee Bill Hagerty appearing on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, America's top diplomat says the move to ban imports of Russian gold will impose financial costs on Moscow for that invasion of Ukraine.
Cutting that off, denying access to about $19 billion of revenues a year, that's significant.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken speaking there on CNN's State of the Union. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And again, it's not the Porcupine Freedom Festival any longer. However, we are at Rogers Campground, and it's a beautiful day. It's a bit hot, but we are now talking with Jordan Page, who Mark says is the biggest name in libertarian music. So, Jordan, welcome. Tell me a bit about what you do.
Well, I've been touring all over the country and other countries for a long, long time. I kind of woke up to all the things happening in the world that were beyond my scope of vision back in the end of 2006. I started writing songs about freedom and anti-war and just anti-political corruption, and I got the attention of the Ron Paul campaign. I started touring with the campaign and opening for Dr. Paul at major events. I think we did about 24 major events with him, and I've just been, you know, playing at Liberty rallies, protests, festivals for many years. I also have a technology company. We do, you know, blockchain technology-based initiatives, and we're working on a home education, homeschool blockchain platform right now called Firefly Education Network. And, just trying to strike at the root of the tree of tyranny at the education system, because they have control of all of our children's minds.
Right.
So that's where I'm focusing my efforts right now. I was just here at Porkfest this week and did a couple of shows and just had a wonderful time just talking smack about the state.
Nice. Well, there were a number of musical shows at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. It was surprising, right? I don't recall ever seeing this being. The most I ever recall really seeing was down there in the pavilion. It was like one of these one-off musicians where they do the drums and the guitar and the vocals and all of it. And none of it's really very good. It's just a neat little oddity that someone is doing the three instruments at once.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've seen him a number of times here, yeah.
Yeah, and it's cool, it's an impressive, but you know, musically it doesn't really reach me.
Mm-hmm.
So which one of these were you at around here? Because I know there were, like I said, there were several. I'm just curious which one of these was.
So I was down the candy tent on Friday around from 6 to 8, and I do like a singer-songwriter thing with live loops, so I can play lead parts and accompaniments to myself as I loop. It's kind of like musical hibachi.
Right.
You know, you kind of build it as you go, but, you know.
That's the way I prefer to do my music as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And we also did a show over here at this campsite over here last night for, God, it was 4.5 hours.
Wow.
We had a big crowd, and it was a lot of fun, yeah.
Very cool. So what inspired you to get it? I mean, obviously something inspired you to get into music, but what inspired you to take music and merge it with the ideas of liberty?
So on December the 1st, 2006, I had this horrible nightmare about George Bush, and because he was president at the time. And
right.
I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I wandered half asleep into my second bedroom where my computer was, and I just started typing in the, like, half asleep, eyes half open. And when I woke up, I had finished whatever this was, this piece of prose. And it turned out to be a song that was beyond my scope of understanding. Okay, so I it was like a gift from God, from the universe. And I started playing it for people, not really understanding the connotations and the references in the song. And I was seeing the reaction people were having. I was getting standing ovations for this song in particular. And then I started getting offers to be on XM radio for this song, getting offers to record the song for free. It was weird. You know, Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary heard the song and invited us up to come and meet him because he wanted to meet the person who wrote this song. What is this about? And so I really, like, jumped head first into the information dark pool that's out there, and you know, and for 2 years just educated myself to almost a fault. Like I made myself sick over it, but I all of the foundations in my life that I had built my understanding of reality on crumbled, and I had to build them back up. But in a different light, with a different foundation, and it changed me fundamentally as a person. And you know, most of my music that I've written, you know, in the last, you know, 13-14 years has been you know, songs about things that are actually going on, or real people. I write a lot of songs about martyrs or people that have been imprisoned unjustly, like Schaefer Cox. We did a campaign for Schaefer's release in 2019, and I did a song with his foundation. We did a music video, released it, and I'm not saying that because of that this happened, but we did like 50 podcasts educating the public about Schaefer, and there was a huge outpouring of from the public of support for him, and they shaved like 11 years off of his 28-year sentence.
I hate to ask, But there's so much immorality done by the government that I can't keep track of all of them.
We could talk forever about that.
Yeah.
So Schaefer Cox was like a Ron Paul guy. He's like one of our people. He was running for state office in Alaska in Fairbanks. He uncovered the fact that there was a major pedophile network and drug smuggling network going on within high levels of government and businesses up there. And he was learning about this from his potential constituents as he was campaigning. So he started exposing that, and he poked the bear where the bear didn't want to get poked, and the FBI sent informants after him to infiltrate his life, trying to get him to incite him to violence. They couldn't get him to do it, so they wanted him gone, so they tried to kill him a couple different times, him and his family. He and his family were actually held hostage by one of these FBI informants for a period of a week, I think. They finally escaped. A murder was planned. He was able to escape that, but they captured him and sentenced him to conspiracy, two charges of conspiracy, because that's what they get you on when they have nothing on you. And they sentenced him to 28 years for two charges of conspiracy, okay? Conspiracy to murder a federal agent and conspiracy to do something else I can't remember, and a bogus weapons charge. So one of those conspiracy charges was dropped. And at his resentencing, so they shaved off like 11 years of his sentence. He should be out in a year and a half to 2 years.
That's a story I'd never heard before.
This is one of our people. Like you would love Schaefer Cox. He's the guy. He was drawing 900 to 1,000 people at every rally he held. He was also in command of a 3,500 man militia up in Fairbanks, Alaska. But he was exposing the pedophile rings, and that's why they went after him. I'm convinced that's why they went after him. So if you go to freeschaefer.org, you learn all about him. You can donate to Schaefer's Angels, his his foundation, and so I got a hold of his book of poetry and song lyrics, and I wept because this guy's me.
Sure.
I mean, like, he is me, you know what I'm saying? And but he's in this prison. They had him in a communications management unit, which is basically Guantanamo Bay in America. They shipped all the guys from Gitmo up to this unit in Terre Haute, Indiana, and they put Schaefer in with all of them.
And they did all of this essentially because he tried to expose corruption in Alaska.
That is correct.
That sounds about right for the government. So did you ever figure out what it was about this particular song that was so unique that got people's attention? To the extent that it did?
You know, I don't know, man. They censored the song so hard that, like, every outlet, like, I would see the views go down. They would get to 28,000 and they'd be at 26,000. Or they might never get, like, I mean, like, there was no reason for these views to have been so low on this particular song. I've got other songs that have hundreds of thousands of views. This song never got above 30. Okay, and I was on 50 different shows, at least 50 different shows, with Angela Clemens, who's the head of his foundation, and we just spread it far and wide. And but the video on, I think on Facebook, it did get, was it almost a million views? It was like close to a million views on Facebook before they took it down. And
what was their reason for taking it down? I mean, did they give a reason? I know often they don't.
Community standards.
Or they say something vague like that.
They never give me reasons. I've been shadow banned on most social media platforms. Like, I can't even advertise on YouTube or any Google platforms. As soon as they see my name or my email address or anything related to me, they will immediately shut it down.
I feel your pain.
I can't even advertise on the radio.
All right, right on.
I can't even give Google money at this point. Like, through Google Play or any of their other services, if I run out of Gmail space or Google Drive space, I'm like, hey, I need to pay you $15, you know, for additional space. They won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that means you're doing something right. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's absolutely a mess, the world that we live in. So where can people go if they want to find more about your music?
JordanPage.net, JordanPage.net is my website for my music and activism. And yeah.
Are you on SoundCloud or Spotify or any of these others?
I'm on every platform there is. My distributor has me on everywhere. You can stream me on Amazon. You can buy me on iTunes or wherever online music is sold, I'm there.
Well, keep up the great work. And you said that's JordanPage.com?
.net.
JordanPage.net. Sorry, that's why I wanted the clarification. Yeah. I couldn't remember. All right, well, thank you so much for sitting in with us. And, you know, keep up the great work. And thanks for informing me about this. What was this guy's name again?
Schaefer Cox. FreeSchaefer.org is the website.
FreeSchaefer.org. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
K
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Festival. Yeah, it's not the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Eventually, I'm going to quit saying that, but it might be a little while longer before I, you know, completely break that habit. So bear with me for a bit. We are here, though, at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Surprisingly, even though, you know, an hour or so has passed since I last, you know, complained about how hot it is, it doesn't seem like it got that much hotter. But we are fortunate to be sitting here in the shade. With you today, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And we're talking here about the importance of privacy and various things that are going on as a result of this Roe versus Wade being overturned. People are starting to realize, people on the left are realizing that, oh no, all of this contact tracing, the fact that we're giving these corporations all of our info, the fact that I'm telling my friends I'm going to do this. Have you seen the memes lately where it's like, hey, if you need to go on a sudden camping trip and you need to go to a state that's very friendly to camping, I'll give you a ride and I won't say anything. That's a really good way to get charged with conspiracy, people. So just so you know that out there, you're not being clever, and it won't hold up in a courtroom if you're like, no, we were going camping. First of all, that would be perjury.
What does camping mean?
It's slang for you're going to go find somewhere to get an abortion.
Yes.
It's okay. Code, if you will. It's the internet meme code for, hey, I'm going to go somewhere where I can go get an abortion.
Well, I suspect that somebody has to take the bullet on this one. There has to be somebody arrested so that we can have a case, so that we can finally run it to the Supreme Court 5 years later to whether or not it's legal for a state to say you aren't allowed to leave our borders and do something that's completely legal in another state.
Well, this is bound to have happened, right? I mean, there have certainly been people who have been arrested for these sorts of things. It almost certainly has had to have happened. But, I'm doing a show here, so I haven't had time to look into it or anything like that. But I would suspect that precedent has already been set.
I did see a publication put out an article with the headline, I'm paraphrasing, something along the lines of, since the Supreme Court's ruling, here are the states where it's legal for you to get an abortion, like immediately, like since their ruling. Apparently, sure. States have had laws on the books that said something like, hey, if the federal law ever goes away, this kicks in somehow.
Well, they had laws on the books that made abortion illegal, as I understand it, and Roe versus Wade just made those laws unenforceable. So when Roe versus Wade was overturned, those immediately went back to being the law.
Okay, all right. And there were some states that are in some sort of a limbo state where they didn't have a ruling one way or another, apparently.
Yeah. So now that Roe versus Wade has fallen, states that choose to criminalize abortion can start buying and subpoenaing consumer data, including health and location data, from period tracking apps to prosecute people who get an abortion, provide an abortion, or even aid someone else in obtaining an abortion. In post-Roe America, your cell phone is now a reproductive privacy risk.
Well, your cell phone has been a privacy risk for your whole life.
Yes, they are little Trojan horses that we carry around.
Not just a reproductive risk, but a productive risk as well. If you use your phone, you risk not being productive.
Very true. Unless you use your phone to be productive, which certainly
I've done that too.
I have as well.
Millions of people use health tracking apps. I can imagine. Why would you use a period tracking app instead of just a calendar?
Because your calendar's, my calendar's on my phone.
Okay, I guess.
Is the app called AntFlow?
But in that case, you know, you are literally
giving...
Not
at the end of the sentence.
You are giving some, you know, third party access to your health data. I mean, how do these people not expect this to go wrong? Millions of people are using...
I use ProtonMail's calendar in the hopes that I have a bit more privacy. It's not as easy to use as Google's calendar, but it makes me feel better.
Well, ProtonMail at least claims to be private, right? Google doesn't. I know when I put something on Google that, you know, Google's accessing that, they're data mining that, they're using it for their own benefit. But millions of people use these health tracking apps, including those that track periods, fertility, and pregnancy. Many people carry mobile devices on their person throughout most of the day, often communicating about topics like reproductive health through messaging apps. Yes, this is a normal conversation for a person to have with a friend, is a conversation about reproductive health.
Well, they're
that's
probably
common.
At the very least talking about, hey, I had my period today, or it started today, or whatever the...
I have a number of female friends. None of them have ever said to me, oh, hey, I started my period today.
I've heard that from many
women.
Sleeping with them, but none that I was just like friends with.
Well, so see, I was in bands, and so when you're in a band, your bandmates all have girlfriends, and then you go and do things like play a camping festival, for example, and you just overhear stuff, right? You know, the girls start talking to each other. But what you're talking about the conversations, reminds me of the old Massengill disposable douche commercials, right? Where the girl says to her mom, do you ever get that not so fresh feeling?
Oh, dude, I forgot about
these
commercials.
These are conversations that you just don't hear, you know.
Our inability to control who gets access.
Advertisers just love the conversational ad. Mm. And, you know, as a person who produces ads, in many cases, I'm just going to give them what they want for their ad. And that's how the Massengill ad came about, I'd be willing to bet.
I don't know about commercials, but my favorite thing about ads in general is how no one can accomplish even, like, the simplest of tasks, right? They're like, do you struggle with coat hangers?
Right.
And then it shows this guy who's, like, breaking his leg in the kitchen or whatever because he's trying to figure out how to put a shirt on a coat hanger.
Yeah.
And he's trying to sell some kind of garbage that no one would ever want that solves the problem of, you know, coat hangers being too complicated.
Yep.
Love those kind of things. Yeah. So our inability to control who gets access to our digital data was already troubling, but now our lack of digital privacy rights might soon lead to terrifying outcomes for people seeking or providing reproductive health care. Now, this goes back to the question that we were talking about earlier of, do you even have a right unless you assert it? These people want to cry about their, quote, digital privacy rights, while they do absolutely nothing to assert their privacy rights by using things like Signal and Telegram.
Sure.
They just want to have the government come along and secure their rights.
Yeah,
I'm really tired
of people wanting to outsource their responsibilities to an organization that does nothing but commit violence or threaten violence.
Well, this is kind of this is really common even in libertarian circles. I mean, this is what Free Talk Live does for a living. It bitches about the government, and the oppressor never gives you your freedom. And this is, you're correct on this, but frankly, if you want freedom from New Hampshire or the U.S. government or whomever, you're going to have to pick up and move and go find a place where there's less of it.
Well, none of that's really going to give you privacy. The issue here is, you know, people carrying their cell phones and using them recklessly, allowing Apple and Amazon and Facebook to just mine the hell out of their data. That's not really the government's fault. And what these people want is they want some government bill that will protect them from these corporations doing that. Because surely if anyone cares more about your privacy rights than Facebook, it must be the American government.
Well, that's what the Democrats think. Democrats think that the government will save you from corporations.
Republicans think the same thing, right? That they wanted the government to go after Facebook when they're like, Facebook is banning conservatives. So, I mean, conservatives think exactly the same thing.
I think that as much as anything, they were pointing out that that particular corporation is liberal and
it has the right to
from
be.
Palo Alto. I'm not claiming otherwise.
They said it didn't. They wanted the government to require Facebook to allow them back on their platform.
And you illustrate my point almost precisely. It's that it doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on when it comes to Democrats or Republicans or liberals or conservatives. It's that everybody, with the exception of probably libertarians, seems to have this knee-jerk reaction to almost everything that the government should solve the problem for me. Why aren't they doing something about it? When the answer should be, look within yourself and ask yourself, what are you doing about it?
For example, MSNBC here again, they are hard left, says to protect both digital and medical privacy, including as it relates to reproductive health, Congress should move on the American Data Privacy and Protection Act.
Do we call this journalism?
Well, they do.
I think it's a soft J. It's a urinalism.
Good way of putting it. I mean, it's leftist propaganda.
Yeah.
The bipartisan federal privacy bill introduced in the House in June, among other things, the act would provide a cohesive national framework for privacy, creating guardrails on the collection and usage of data, and holding companies to higher standards of data minimization and data security. While a federal privacy law will not be specific to reproductive rights, many of these privacy principles will serve to better protect consumer data that could otherwise be used for prosecuting those who receive abortions.
I'm not for any of that unless, of course, this federal privacy law is first directed at the government. The federal law breakers themselves, the largest collectors of data like that exists, as near as I can tell.
Leave it to MSNBC to take this issue that was the overturning of Roe versus Wade and somehow use that, what they characterize as a monumental failure of government, to use that to advocate for more government. Because apparently, you know, this amount of government just wasn't good enough to protect us from the power of government. So we need more government to protect us from the power of government.
I'm gonna pull that snip out of this show because you've described statism in a nutshell.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.